Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid, and so is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Let's do this thing. As we're on the clock, we have a Major League Baseball game coming off the board in a couple of moments. Of course, the news of the day is from the National Basketball Association. And I was expecting to be on the clock and have some game time decisions to make as far as the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Houston Rockets, but there's no game. So there's no decision to make. The games have been canceled for the rest of the day. And we'll see what happens actually moving forward. Of course, the Toronto Raptors and the Boston Celtic players were already discussing a boycott of game one of their playoff series that's set to begin on Thursday. So it looks like there's going to be a very, very interesting couple of days in the NBA. And we'll recap everything that went down today from all the different angles on Sports Rage late night tonight. But right now, we've got games to bet on. We've got decisions to make. Whether the NBA players are playing or not, there are other games that are going on this evening, including the National Hockey League playoffs, such as the Philadelphia Flyers. Flyers blow a 3-puck lead, yet they end up winning in overtime 4-3, and it's all over but the crying for the New York Islanders after a dramatic comeback. But we have a couple of games on the ice left this evening, and I don't know. Like, I'm not sure about the Milwaukee Brewers. So we'll get an update as far as the Brewer game is concerned. But there will be NHL hockey this evening. That much I can tell you. So we'll break it down with the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. And with no NBA basketball to discuss on the show right now, Cam, it's more time to go through your golf bag.
Yes. My golf bag is vast. So many things, so many zippers and holes and compartments. Yes, it's got a lot of different things in there.
Yeah, in your BMW.
Yeah,
it's a BMW championship.
Yeah, I wish I had a golf bag and a BMW. But yeah, we got 69 player field, Gabe, supposed to be 70. This is leg 2 of 3 this week. Webb Simpson backed out actually to be preparing for the tour championship. It was actually probably a smart move because this course will favor long ball hitters. He's more short and straight and just does everything right. Usually bombers win at this track here. Olympia Fields in Illinois, a great course. It's about just under 7,400 yards, but it's a par 70. And what does that mean? Long par fours. Advantage guys like Thomas, Rahm, DJ, DeChambeau, the big ball hitters, the big boys. I think a lot of chalk this week, and it's really going to be hard to take underdogs.
Yeah, we'll get into the BMW championship, and of course they're playing for $15 million. Gotta like that's one thing about golf. There's big money. See, like the MLS, they were playing for $1 million. that basketball tournament they were playing for $1 million. These guys are playing for $15 million.
Exactly. First prize. 3 weeks. 3 weeks, $15 million? Yeah. Golfers are really living tough. That's what you tell your kid. Go into golf. Think about that, Morenci. This is not even a major. You play 3 weeks in the FedEx. Winner gets $15 million. The pool, $60 million. Jump in.
Wow.
$60 million.
Wow, some serious money in that in that pool.
A lot of ducats
right there. we'll get into the golf picks. We'll get into the baseball picks as well. I'm in a strikeout prop mood this evening once again, nice. Cam. We have a full slate of baseball this evening, so we'll get into that. And you know, normally we'd have a couple of NBA games that are that would have some money on our portfolio, would definitely be heavily invested in, but not tonight. So we got baseball, golf, and hockey. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates. I am Gable Morenci, kicking it with you. As always, Game Time Decisions on Radio has begun. You know, as everyone knows, it's been a crazy couple of hours as the Milwaukee Bucks and the Orlando Magic decided not to play their game earlier in the day. And people don't realize this, but behind the scenes, I nearly had to do the show alone today as well. Cam Stewart was refusing to come out of the kitchen out of protest. And it took a lot of negotiating and a lot of concessions made for the future. But we appreciate you dropping the protest and joining us. And, you know, Cam, I cracked a joke earlier on Twitter, and usually I'm pretty good at reading the room, and you know, like when you're gonna say something, and you just sort of know, yeah, like that. I shouldn't type this. I shouldn't say
that one's that slipped.
as the game was getting shut down, I said, "Can people? Can we think about the other BLM movement? Betters lives matter.
Betters lives matter.
Betters. Yes.
Yeah. Hush. Tumbleweed.
I got a couple of like question marks and like what are you talking about? Like talking about what about the betters of the world as well? Like do we get credit for taking Orlando? The way I see it, I took Orlando plus 14, and Orlando did not lose by 14.
Yeah, it's a winner. It's a winner. Yeah, everything we did is a winner. These games were not played. But I say the same thing, Morenci. It's like, you know, it's serious things, but, you know, it's sometimes levity in the situation. But you're right. You bring up a really good point about the here's the thing. I know who you are as a person. I know what you care about and how you treat people and stuff like that. Hell, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to tell me. I sometimes it's just a joke is a joke, but people are very sensitive these days. But the fallout that you talk about with Milwaukee and baseball, we'll see what happens after this. You're right. I think hockey will play, but we don't know what's going to happen down the line. It could be a chain of events.
Yeah, well, at last check, the Milwaukee Brewers were in a team meeting deciding whether they were going to play their game tonight. So we'll get you caught up to date as far as that's concerned. But we're going to get into the baseball games that are being played. We're going to get into the hockey that is being played. Yeah. We're going to get into the UFC. LouGambling.com is going to step up and in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Game Time Decisions continues. I'm Morenci, kicking it with a Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart. A lot of baseball to get to. We'll get into some golf. We're going to get into the UFC Octagon as well with LouGambling.com. will step up. And then Lou likes to bet on the pucks as well. The Philadelphia Flyers, 4-3 winners over the New York Islanders. As everybody knows, the NBA slate has been postponed following a shooting, another shooting. Jacob Blake shot in Wisconsin seven times, NBA players. The Toronto Raptors were sort of the first ones up yesterday.
It's true.
As there were reports behind the scenes that the Raptors were uncertain about playing game one on Thursday night. There are now reports that were coming out from a couple hours ago that the Raptor players and the Celtic players were actually speaking together in meetings.
Yep.
Even before the Bucks decided to step down. And once the Bucks stood down, then you knew that then the rest of the games tonight would be postponed. And I would imagine that this is going to last at least a couple of days. So we can't predict the future. We're going to try to predict the games that are going on. Like I said, I'm going to hit all this stuff on Sport Trades late night tonight, but there's going to be a domino effect to this. And the domino effect is now the Milwaukee Brewers have made it official. The Brewers are refusing to play this evening. In solidarity with their brethren and the Milwaukee Bucks, the Brewers have shut it down. So no Cincinnati Red and Milwaukee Brewer game this evening. It's too bad. I was going to take a look at Sonny Gray strikeout props.
Exactly.
Yeah. For selfish purposes, I'm like, oh, well, it's another game that bites the dust.
Yeah, it was one that was on my sked, too. The Reds are a train wreck. They had bases loaded last night, just a calamity of errors, this team. But you're right, one thing about that team, Sonny Gray's really bringing it. And the strikeout props were great, Morenci. Congratulations. Too bad we couldn't parlay Giolito's strikeouts with a no-hit bid. Unbelievable stuff. We both loved him in the game. He got the strikeouts, the no-hitter, and, Glasnow did his thing, 13Ks. So a lot of these strikeout props, the overs, really hit last night, but there's still some other games on the board. I took a shot with the Washington Nationals. That game's just underway. I think Philadelphia's already got runners on. They'll probably score. And I'm going back to the Blue Jays, despite breaking our hearts last night. I think they'll rebound against Boston.
The crazy thing about Giolito, great effort last night. Yeah, we hit the strikeout prop. Yeah. It's always nice when you're part of a no-hitter, whether you have the team. You know, you have that pitcher, you're in on a prop. So at least you can say, well, I knew he was going to be good tonight. So, yeah, we easily cashed that strikeout prop. But what's amazing to me about Giolito is Giolito's parents are actors. And like famous, like actors, like character actors and stuff like that.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And Giolito's grandfather was Susan's father on Seinfeld.
Amazing. The guy who had the affair with Cheever when Kramer blew up the cabin. Remember, he's like, he was gay.
That's Lucas Giolito's grandfather.
That's amazing.
No joke.
That's amazing. No That's joke. So cool.
Yeah, like, I know you and like Cheever Giolito's from around. Where he was born, Santa Monica, California. Oh, yeah, amazing. Giolito, he's from a Hollywood family. Like, his family are all actors. Like, his mother was an actor, his father was an actor, his grandfather was an actor. I don't know why he's a baseball player, but he's a pretty good baseball player. But
damn good one, yes.
Yeah, his grandfather was Susan's father.
Amazing. Yeah, that guy. The guy with the glasses, he's
whatever
the best.
You do, take care of the cabin.
Yeah, exactly.
Guy loved his cabin, man.
Yeah, they found his memoirs. It's like Susan and George found out he's sleeping with the neighbor, writer John Cheever. And then Kramer bought the Cubans and lit the cabin on fire.
Yeah, it's great a pretty episode. Crazy world, though. Great episode. Lucas Giolito, that's his grandfather. So, small world.
Great information. I didn't know that. So,
neither did I until last night. So you mentioned the Toronto Blue Jays. That was frustrating. The Blue Jays were up 4-0. We gave that pick on the air yesterday, 6:37 Eastern start time yesterday. Similar situation as today. So this is the first baseball game up for us. Tonight it's Colton Brewer versus Julian Merriweather. Colton Brewer versus Julian Merriweather. In other words, it's a bullpen night tonight. It's it's a bullpen by committee night. Tonight for both teams, actually. And normally you would say, well, the Red Sox bullpen is pretty bad, but for the love of God, the Blue Jays bullpen is brutal. Like, it gets frustrating.
I got to be honest with you.
Leads. 4-0 and you end up losing. Come on, man. It gets old.
I'm going to say something, and I really don't care what people think. I'm longing for the days of John Gibbons. I'm telling you, Charlie Montoya, this guy is an absolute, I don't even know what to say. The way he manages his bullpen, every decision is wrong. He throws out Wilmer Font, he gets smoked. 6 runs in the inning. Like, you can laugh at Boomhauer all you want, but you know what I mean? It's just one of the times, like, even when he was managing, the Jays' bullpen was a hell of a lot better than it is now. I'm just not really sure about Montoya into the future. I think the Jays need a legitimate manager, but not all his fault. Some of the arms are bad, but it's been awful. How many games have they blown this year? More than probably anybody in the league, Gabe, after the 6th inning with Leeds. The Toronto Blue Jays are a train wreck late in about ball games.
You could argue.
Tampa Bay won like 5 games against them already coming back against them.
Well, they're 14-14. I don't want to exaggerate, but it seems like the managers probably cost them at least 3 to 5 games.
I'm thinking about 4 or 5. Yes. Yes. Yeah,
so
I'd
be realistic, right? If you want to really be realistic, right? Like there were a couple though. There early in the season, he was really bad. Like there were a few moves.
I know.
And he's had some baffling batting lineups and roster decisions. You're right. Like, he doesn't seem to know what he's doing. They're 14-14. They're 14-14, and he doesn't really know what he's doing. So, like I said, they probably should be 17-11.
I agree with that.
You know, maybe even 18-10, but it's up to the players as well, but he doesn't really help them. Like, he doesn't help them. Like, he doesn't put them in a position to succeed.
He puts guys in weird positions. He puts guys who should be middle relief in bad positions that they've never been in. I don't like the way he manages his staff. I don't like anything he does personally. He seems like a nice fella, like in the press conferences, very docile, you know what I mean, harmless. But he's not a very good manager. He's not proactive. And also, Gabe, this is the thing that bothers me about baseball. When you see a guy throw 9 balls in a row or 10 balls, be proactive. Don't wait for the other team to score a couple runs. Get out there and get the arms where he waits too long to make decisions, like sitting back. Just be proactive. Get on the damn blower and bring in another pitcher if you know one of your guys doesn't have it. He doesn't do that at all.
So with all that being stated, you're betting on him, though, in 20 minutes.
Yes. I'm betting on the players to overcome Charlie Montoya's shortcomings. Give me the Blue Jays in a bullpen game.
Only this show where we rip someone and then give the pick. And, yeah, we'll take the Jays, though. We'll take the Jays, but we'll take it.
Like, sometimes you made a great sense. Remember, like, oh, Cleveland. Cleveland has beaten the Detroit Tigers 20 straight games. We had a big speech. The Tigers win that night. It's like every time, like, it just seems like, you know what I mean? We get on the end of a trail at the end or something crazy
happens.
That was
so bizarre, though.
Yeah.
Cleveland blew a 5-0 lead even. Like, so not only did they have a 20-game win streak, they were up like 5-0 and they ended up losing like 10-5.
The White Sox, Gabe, they're hot as hell, man. They've won 9 out of their last 10 games. Have you seen these guys all of a sudden? That's the thing. It's a short 60-game season, but, man, they're on fire. What are they, 7 games above .500 now? What a tootsie roll these guys are on.
I took them in a parlay today with the Yankees, and the Yankees screwed me.
The Yankees.
Atlanta. I just can't win an Atlanta game, man. If I take Atlanta, they lose. If I bet against Atlanta, they win. There's something with the Braves, but I'll take the Blue Jays again, but I'm telling you what, the Red Sox beat the Blue Jays in a series earlier this year. There should be runs. They're trying to scare us off with these high totals all the time, but it went over last night.
Exactly. I was on the over last night. I don't know, man. Like, these bullpen games, sometimes they actually pitch well. I'm staying away. I just want the Jays tonight. No totals, no nothing, but we'll take my chances with Toronto. Hopefully,
Blue Jays team total.
What is it, 5.5?
Getting some team total bets here this evening. All right, Blue Jays, Red Sox, and more coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Renzi, kicking it with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. It's been a pretty eventful day today. Yes. Overtime hockey game. The Islanders rally back from a 3-0 deficit. They end up losing the game 4-3. Well, that's going on, and they sort of got overshadowed by the Milwaukee Bucks and the Orlando Magic as the Orlando Magic walked out on the floor, took their pregame warm-up, but Milwaukee never came out. Milwaukee never came out. And of course, there's been a ripple effect and a domino effect. The rest of the games have been canceled for the remainder of the day. I'd be shocked if they play tomorrow as well. Reports are the players aren't about to leave the bubble. So I think this will just be a couple of days and they're going to sort of reset things. But now the Milwaukee Brewers in solidarity have decided not to play their game this evening against the Cincinnati Reds. And it's something to keep our eye on moving forward with the National Football League as well. 2020, and we're still in August right now. But we've got decisions to make, all right? And not whether to play or not to play. I know I'm playing, and I know I'm betting. So let's decide who we're going to bet on. That's just a fact. And we've got NHL hockey tonight, and of course, we've got the UFC as well, not tonight, but this weekend. Let's talk pucks off the top. Let's bring in Lou right now. Gamblou steps up and joins us from Gamblou.com. Always a pleasure, Lou. Thanks for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's always my pleasure to join you guys, and hello to everybody out there.
All right. We've got the Boston Bruins and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Very unique situation, you know, that this bubble and that it presents and the challenges that it presents for the teams. And one of them is the awkwardness of the schedule, Lou, in which, you know, back-to-back games or playing at night and then suddenly playing in the afternoon. It really has been a real battle. It's a real, like, challenge of the will of these teams to go through what they're going through in there. Now they come back. So Boston got that late goal. It's interesting, isn't it, guys? Two days in a row, Cam, too, and Luke. You know, Boston scored the late goal to send it to overtime. Didn't carry over. They didn't win the game. And then exactly. Similar situation today. We always talk about momentum. Doesn't really exist. It just sort of momentum is a shift-by-shift thing. But who's the advantage for tonight, Lou, in your opinion, coming back so quickly? Does Tampa have some confidence now? And are they happy they're back on the ice? Or do you think Boston is glad to be back less than 24 hours later, back on the ice?
To answer your question, I believe that Tampa is the one that is more willing to come back quicker for the reason that I believe they're the deeper team. They're the deeper and more talented team. Boston is top heavy to that unbelievable line of Pasternak, Marchand, and Bergeron. I'm not trying to make it a one-line team, but they're top heavy. Let's make no mistake about it. And you have a 35-year-old netminder, Vasilevskiy's 26, who has to play back-to-back. There's a couple other dynamics in this as well. I mean, to me, they've played seven periods of hockey, and Tampa's been stronger in five of them, surely in the last two. I think that the depth of Tampa, I've already mentioned, but a couple other things that doesn't get into this game. These teams have each played 10 games, but you get teams like the Islanders and Vancouver who have played 14, 15 games in the same amount of time, meaningful games, and you start to get some angles. But one angle that I think that no one's tracking, that I've been tracking, it's 6-1 in round two of the NHL playoffs. It's 31-19 in this year's NHL playoffs, and that's the road team. Well, everybody's going to say, well, there is no home and road team. BS, there's no home team. The home team is getting the last drop. And the team getting the last drop, the last change. Thank you, Cam. The team getting the last change is getting the brakes beat off of them. Now, it didn't happen today because Philly came back and won in overtime. But I like the fact that Tampa is on the trend because they don't have last change tonight, and Colorado too.
Interesting. Cam, one thing about this series, we've talked about Boston and and their toughness, their style of play that they play and the respect that we have for it. But at the same point in time, they're not the fastest team, and Tampa are faster. Tampa have been imposing their style of play on Boston a little bit more. Boston are having a hard time slowing Tampa down. But one thing, and I don't have the numbers here, but – you know, we've seen, you know, when teams sort of need the game and they're in that bounce back spot, they sort of get it. Yet is that need the game and bounce back spot for Boston after they lose this game tonight, Cam? And they're down 2-1 after they lose tonight. Tampa does seem to have, you know, just the upper hand on Boston in this series. Boston was, you know, they were lucky to tie the game late. What do you think happens tonight?
I agree with a lot of the things that Gamblou said. Also, I like what I saw from Kucherov. And once Kucherov gets going, Tampa Bay's a totally different team. They don't have to rely so much on Yanni Gord, Cirelli, all these other guys. You know, Braden Point's been probably one of the more underrated players of the league, Gabe. And another thing that happened, Coleman stepped up. That was a very underrated move that Tampa Bay went when they picked up Coleman from the New Jersey Devils, one of the better two-way players in the league. He was fantastic on finishing goals, too. He's acclimated himself with his new team. Tampa Bay has been the better team against Boston. Vasilevsky was a little bit shaky earlier. He looks stronger. The defense is tightening up. Boston's amazing, though. They find ways. That top line, the perfection line, they just tied it up before, and Tampa won in overtime. It'll be a tight game, but I'm with Gamblou. I think Tampa Bay has been the better team. Also, on a back-to-back, the stars of Tampa Bay are younger, whereas Boston, long of the tooth. It's like, I'm just saying, I know they're all professionals, but the younger players of Tampa Bay, I think, will enjoy the one-game back-to-back situation a hell of a lot more than Boston. Give me the Lightning again. I think they outplayed Boston in the last game, and I think they'll win again.
You know what, guys? Going back to March 25th, 2019, Tampa Bay and Boston have played 9 times. Tampa have won 7 of them.
Six or seven. Yeah, they beat them
tight
games.
Seven. They're 7-2 in their last 9 games now against the Boston Bruins. And even, you know, this year, they beat them 5-3. They beat them 3-2. Now you get into the playoffs. They lost 3-2. Then they get the 4-3 win. I think this is a long series, guys. But I do think Tampa gets it done tonight, and then Boston gets it back. Once Boston's that desperate team, they'll get it back at 2-2. I think we're looking at a 7-game series between these two teams. But I lean with the Tampa Bay Lightning. I like the way the Lightning are playing right now as well. The total is tough. Yeah.
I'm not tough.
You want to take the under, but yeah, you get these empty net goals. And, yeah, it's like crazy things happen. All right, so speaking of desperation, Lou, the Dallas Stars and the Colorado Avalanche. This series is surprising a lot of people, except not us. I've been riding the Stars in this series, and I jumped back. I went back to them again. I'm a little hesitant to take them for the third time in a row, though, here, Lou. Colorado, this is the series on the line tonight for the Colorado Avalanche. What do you make of this one?
I make there's great value with Colorado. I have questions whether Colorado can actually win this tournament. And I say that because in the West, and even who I see coming out of the East, be it Tampa, Boston, any of the four, they're big, heavy, strong teams. And Colorado is the team that doesn't play that way. And they suffered with injury all season long because of it. And my theory was that their heaviness of the teams they were going to play is going to affect them, and I believe that is the case. However, in game one, Colorado, oh, by the way, the road team, they were minus 170. Colorado, oh, by the way, the home team, they were minus 170. Second game, Colorado, the home team, they're now minus 150. Now Colorado comes, they're the road team, and everybody's going to say, well, it doesn't matter. I'm going to say it does matter. They get the benefit of not having the last change, and they come minus 130 or minus 140. Not only do I think there's value on Colorado, Dallas is a big, strong team, and they may win the series, but tonight's game is Colorado.
Cam?
Love it. Lou, we don't even talk. I'm reading your mail. I'm on the Avalanche. I will say this. When you looked at this series, Marenzi, and I'll give you credit, you know, we talked about Colorado as those teams. The more I think about this, Colorado versus Dallas is a nightmare matchup for them. All the things Colorado wants to do, Dallas is good at. Big forwards, lumbering guys, they'll lay it on you. I think Colorado would have been better playing Vancouver, but that's not happening. Right now, they have to win this game tonight. They were in control of the game with McKinn until the 5-on-3 where Dallas went bananas. They have to protect Francouz, their goaltender, a little bit more. I think they will. This is a desperation team. Colorado's one of the better teams in the league. I'm with you guys. I think Vegas probably comes out of the West now. Colorado's injuries are very big, especially Johnson on the blue line, even more so than Grubauer, the starting goalie. Give me the Colorado Avalanche. I'm actually surprised this line's not a $1.60, $1.65. I'll take the Avalanche. I hope it's not a trap.
I'm going to step up and in with the Avalanche this evening as well. And we will pull a Barry Horowitz after telling everybody last night that the Vancouver Canucks were going to bounce
Canucks.
Back at plus 175. Yeah, what a start. I know, man. People overreacted after one game, a 5-0
yes.
game in which
Good
they
call.
Played. The Canucks played two hard-fought series in a row on a Friday night, and then they played on Sunday. They needed a reset, and they got it. In game two, game time decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morency. We're kicking it with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart, and of course, Lou Gamblu, .com. Kenny Smith. Kenny Smith just walked off the TNT set in solidarity with the NBA players. So now it's trickling down to the broadcasters as well in the NBA. So we'll keep you up to date as far as canceled games are concerned. Milwaukee and Cincinnati's a scratch tonight, guys. All right, the Milwaukee Brewers in solidarity with the Milwaukee Bucks have decided not to play their baseball game this evening against the Cincinnati Reds, and we'll keep our eye on the board and see if anything else pops up. The NHL is going on as planned. So we were just talking about the Colorado Avalanche and the Dallas Stars, man, I hate getting in front of a red-hot team like the Dallas Stars
so
right now.
I.
Especially a team that I've been riding. And what, I think they're on a six-game win streak right now? Like they're on a six-game win streak. Everything's coming together. They've scored 10 goals in the last two games. Like, everything's just coming together for them right now. Yet, this is the old kitchen sink Desperado 101 season on the line game. Mm-hmm. For the Colorado Avalanche. And, you know, I'll go down with their ship here. Like, their season's on the line, right? It's just one bet for me. It's their season. So, you know what I mean, Lou? I know they need it. I know they want it. So, I'm jumping in on it.
And guys, I think this is very important, Gabe, too, when we're looking at FanDuel on the site. If you like Colorado tonight, they're plus 235 in the series. They win tonight. They're down 2-1. First team to 4. You don't think they're going to be fired up? They're the favorite in the series down 2. They can come back and win this series. They're the favorite. I think that's an extravagant price at plus 235. I think you have to do something. If you like Colorado, you have to sprinkle and work out the mathematics, however you want to do it, but they must be played at plus 235 live series price.
I can't disagree from the angle, from the betting angle from this. But I think Dallas is still going to win the series. I still think Dallas is going to win the series. All right, Lou, let's jump in here to the UFC and Rakic and Anthony Smith. And you know, I joked last week with Joey about this because Justin Gaethje. Somebody broke into Justin Gaethje's garage and stole his bicycle. And we said, man, it's a good thing that Justin Gaethje didn't catch this guy in the garage. Things would have went worse for that guy than they did the guy that broke into Anthony Smith's house. And, I'm kidding. I don't want to make light of anything. But at the same point in time, it was kind of a telltale sign. You and I talked about this, Lou, before, too. You know, when he said, I elbowed him, I kicked him in the face, I did everything I do in a UFC octagon, and the guy kept coming at me. It's like, yeah, I don't care what the guy was on. The guy was like 150 pounds, and like you're rolling around in your living room for the fight of your life with the guy. And then I bet on him against Glover Teixeira, and I'm thinking, what a fucking idiot. Yes. I couldn't beat a crackhead in his living room. How the hell was he going to beat Glover Teixeira? So I hate to simplify it like that, Lou, but I did, and I made the mistake. But now he's had time to recover from that Glover fight. What do you make of this fight against Rakic?
Rakic came 310, minus 310. He's minus 270 or so now. And that obtuse line, that line's way too high for Rakic, a guy that has 12 UFC fights. And the first time he fought anybody of substance within the division, his last fight against 8th-ranked Ozdemir, and we saw what that Jiří Procházka just did to Ozdemir. Ozdemir took him to a 3-round decision and beat him. So Rakic is green, but he's powerful and he looks the part. And the way he fights, coupled with the way Anthony Smith got beat against Teixeira, has people fearful, and it's created abundant value on Anthony Smith. And here's how I read that. First of all, Anthony Smith, this happened in Omaha, this break-in in his home. I'm from Omaha, and I happen to know that this kid had more crack in him than half of the country. I mean, this guy was really, really lit up, and I'm going to go a step after the break-in, and now it's going to be the next day. I'm Anthony Smith. I got a fight in 2 weeks. I got to explain to my babies what just happened. I got to calm my wife down. There's no way he could have prepared for that fight. I'm going to give him a pass with the Teixeira fight via the result. I will acknowledge that he got the brakes beat off of him, and many people think he could be coming back too soon. That's a legitimate concern. That said, Anthony Smith is... had 40, 50 UFC fights. I trust him to know his body. He said in interviews that he's embarrassed by the performance against Glover. I believe he comes back more focused, more ready to fight. And for that reason, my biggest position on the fight is the over 1.5, minus 140, minus 150, depending where you shop, of course. But I also am going to have some money on Anthony Smith because I do believe he can award Alexander Rakic his PhD in MMA. Smith has a much more accomplished, well-rounded fight arsenal than Rakic. And provided he gets this fight into the second round, I think he can win.
Well, one thing about Anthony Smith, yeah, I'd rather take him as an underdog than as a favorite. But it's amazing how the wild swings of the odds when you talk about a guy like Anthony Smith, which he was favored against a great fighter in Glover Teixeira, like a great, great, great fighter in Glover Teixeira. He's favored. Now suddenly he's a big underdog against a guy that, you know, he knocked Jimmy Manuel out. That's what, like, impressed people. Like you said, Lou, he looks the part. He's knocked a couple of dudes out. And now suddenly he's a massive favorite against Anthony Smith. It seems like a little bit of an overreaction to me.
Complete agreement. You hit it right on the head. It's all recency, and it's an overreaction. And our friends, the parlay playing pundits, are taking advantage of
the pukes. Pundits now.
Being nice.
Pukes becoming pundits.
I'm trying to soften my stance.
No. Listen, Lou. If you win the parlay, then you're a parlay paying pundit. If you lose, then you're a parlay playing
puke. Then you're the puke.
Yeah. I like it. Losers puke. That's right. Winners are pundits. Losers are pukes.
Yeah. I'm a parlay pundit and not a puke.
Yeah, I like parlay. Pee-pee, yeah, parlay pundit. Nice.
Well, I was a parlay puke earlier in the day. I took the White Sox and the Yankees, and Garrett Cole cost me, of all people. But hey, yeah. That's why Lou calls him a parlay playing puke, because someone's going to vomit along the way. Correct. All right, so it's dinner time, too. All right, we apologize to people tuning in. Neil Magny against Robbie Lawler. Also, a pretty big number here, Lou. What's your take on this one?
Great fight. 10 years ago, Magny was thinking he was an accomplished young UFC fighter, and he stumbled into Robbie Lawler's gym in Bettendorf, Iowa. And Lawler and Matt Hughes in that gym, Pat Miletich, etc., brought Magny along and really schooled him, and they were tough on him. And Magny looks back on that as really a positive influence in his life, because he realized he wasn't all that and he had a lot to learn. And so he steps into the octagon very familiar with Robbie, and Robbie very familiar with him. The issue is that Magny is much the younger man. Robbie's 38 now, Magny 33, and Magny's going to be 4 inches taller, have a 6-inch reach advantage and a 6-inch leg advantage. Magny in the smaller cage is going to need the space to be able to use distance and keep Lawler on the outside. If the fight does get in close quarters, Magny has the wrestling game to take Robbie Lawler down. We've seen Robbie Lawler taken down at will in his last few fights against wrestlers as he's gotten older, and he's had to try and force fights by forcing his way in. He's lost his legs to some degree. So provided Magny can either stay way outside or wrestle, I think this is his fight to lose. But it's a small cage. Lawler is like a rabid dog backed into a corner, and I wouldn't want to mess with him. Overall, this fight will be a pass for me, because I'm really fascinated to see which guy can have his way.
You know, for me, I think Neil Magny is going to win the fight. Great point that you raised, too, Lou. I knew that they knew each other, but great backdrop there. To me, Neil Magny is going to win. Robbie Lawler is one of these guys. The wars have just taken their toll, man. He's got the scars to prove it. And you look, he's lost the power. He doesn't have the same power anymore. He doesn't have the same chin anymore. And he's slower. It's a bad combination. And I know that he's fought like really tough guys and losing 3 of his last 4, but he hasn't really been in any of these fights, guys. Like, Cam, there's some guys you slowly see them lose it. And you're like, he's a little slower. And there's some guys that just sort of lose it overnight. Lawler's not the same guy, bro. Like 5 years ago, when he was fighting Rory, like, that guy was a killer. Like, that was like, he's going to put you in the hospital. He'll murder you. Mm-hmm. He'll murder you. It's not the same guy. He's sort of like, now you can sort of push him. Hey, what are you going to do about it? I'm not saying I would, but fighters don't have that. Before, you didn't want to get in a phone booth with this guy because you're like, man, he's going to punch me, and I don't want to get hit by this guy. Now, Lou, you can eat a shot from him, right? He doesn't have the same, and I get it. He's a wounded animal now, and I love him. I'm not trying to disparage him. But I don't like the number of the fight. That's one thing I'll admit. I think the number is too high for Neil Magny. All right, Lou, we've only got about a minute left here. What are we missing on the undercard? What should we be betting on?
The big fight is Cummings, Zach Cummings. He's plus 100. Yep. Depending on where you shop, he's plus 100. Fighting this Italian DiCirico, who not only is very one-dimensional, but 2 years ago, DiCirico fought Zach Cummings' stablemate, Julian Marquez. In that fight, Cummings cornered Marquez. He got to sit there and watch these guys fight for 3 rounds, as well have Marquez in his camp getting him ready for this fight. Cummings is the more well-rounded fighter with a wrestling background. Even though he's 5 years older, Cummings is my man, the wrong man's favorite in this fight.
You know what? Yeah, you're going old school. We talked about Zach Cummins. Trained with Tim Elliott, actually, the Missouri boys. Used to have them on my show quite routinely. Interesting card this week. Anything else, Lou, before we get you out of here?
early fight, you got a kid named Brady going to take on Christian Aguilera, who's an incoming UFC fighter with one fight. In his first fight, in seconds, he knocked out this big long string bean of a fighter named Ivy, but he didn't get a chance to fight. These two guys are going to meet in the center of the octagon, a small octagon, and absolutely throw it down. The issue is that Aguilera is smaller, shorter, and while he's game, he's not as powerful or as fast. I like the under 2.5 in this fight, plus 120. Brady, Aguilera, under.
LouGamble.com.
Early line.
You either try to slow down Harden, right, by running the double teams and all that stuff, and then the other guys can beat you, or you don't leave to support on Harden, right?
And instinctively, right. They help off, because of course they do, because James Harden right. Is about to walk to the basket.
The Sports Grid Network. Pharrell.
It's better than going in the room and saying five of the kids on the team are dead, coach. So get your priorities in line. It's over. You guys are all a bunch of crybabies. I've never seen anything so ridiculous in my life as the complaining and hacks and all the parents protesting. What's next? Rock throwing? Gonna set some fires? I mean, just stop. The petitions and everything else.
The Sports Grid Network. Fantasy Sports Today.
16 teams making it, and if Houston is the 15th team, I give them a shot. You know, they just have to get in, but they get healthy. So that's one of the few teams that doesn't really need the regular season. They need the postseason. The Cincinnati Reds, even with this controversy that's going on with them off the field, on the field, they look formidable, and they look like a team that at the very least is going to get in the postseason.
The Sports Grid Network. Diamond Bets.
When it comes to Atlanta, that this is a team, I don't want to say in decline, but is really kind of fighting an uphill battle, because with all these injuries to the kind of players that they've had here, and also some bad performances from guys like Bolton Evans, who got bounced from that rotation earlier this year, are the Braves kind of pushing the stone uphill right now, and can they get right and really challenge once again for this Eastern crown?
Yeah, they definitely can. It's just adversity. That's how I see it. You know?
The Sports Grid Network. Diamond Bets.
Now, as we grow deeper, as we watch shows like this, as we begin to win money and just want to have bragging rights, we go into deeper analytics. And with those analytics, we have an edge over other players in our leagues and our contests. And once we learn a few advanced metrics, I think we're on our way. So let's learn to fish here. And that way, we don't need to rely on anyone to give us a fish.
The Sports Grid Network. Pharrell.
Coast to coast! I can live without sideline reporters. Is there anything worse than the interviews that they do with coaches coming on and off the field or on and off the court? In fact, the NBA interviews with the long stick 6-10 feet away from the coach, interviewing these basketball coaches that don't want to talk or say anything ever. What a waste of time that is as well.
The Sports Grid Network.
All right, Game Time Decision continues. Thanks to LouGamble.com for stepping up and in and joining us this evening. All right, for those of you that are looking to bet on some basketball tonight, we've got breaking news. All three WNBA games will still be played tonight. So if you're looking for some hoops, the ladies have your back. All right? All three WNBA games will be played this evening, but we got Major League Baseball. We grabbed a piece of the Toronto Blue Jays playing in Buffalo against the Boston Red Sox. Laid the price there minus up 120. Baseball coming up right now, and we should note that the Blue Jays are up 1-0. Baltimore's up 2-0 on Tampa Bay. Minnesota and Cleveland. Berrios and Clevinger. Mike Clevinger is back in the room, back with the team. And I'll tell you what, It'll be, you guys will be amazed to see how the chemistry will be a lot better if he pitches a shutout or if he gets lit. If he gives up like 4 or 5 runs, we didn't even want him here anyways. This is ridiculous. We didn't want him here. He pitches a shutout. He goes like for like a no-hitter. We accept him. We accept his apology. A lot of pressure on Clevinger tonight to get it done. I'm telling you that much, Cam.
Yeah, it's a tough game, too. Berrios is going for the Twins. I don't know. This is a very interesting game. You like to gamble? Well, what's Clevinger's mindset? The guy gets thrown down to, you know, the taxi squad there, and now he gets called back up. You're going up against a very good hitting Minnesota Twins team. I almost want to take a shot with the Twins, Gabe. The baseball card is very difficult tonight, but in hockey, we're on the same page. Tampa Bay will be played. Colorado will be played. And I have a lean to the Minnesota Twins. What do you got?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm taking in this baseball game. I will take Jose Berrios over 5.5 strikeouts in this matchup against the Cleveland Indians. And we've got Jacob DeGrom on the hill here this evening against the Marlins. I made a mistake a couple of weeks ago. I remember when it was one of those parlays. I was like, yeah, you know what? I'll push my luck, and I'll take a chance that the Marlins are able to upset him.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.